only a cramp, followed by a twinge, strong enough to cringe from in torment and agony. Then it goes away, maybe for a day. Then I need a nurse. Jesus, I could curse if I weren't busy sobbing from the spasms and the throbbing up and down my leg, into every toe. And to make it worse, all he wants to do is fuck me. I'd prefer it if he struck me, but he starts to beg and he won't take no. So I push him off and I make him go. Spare me from his passion, save me from his lust. Can't he see my anguish as I languish in disgust? Suddenly an ache, suddenly a pinch, suddenly I shake, suddenly I flinch. Then another jab and another pain, then another stab, how can I explain? Just when he comes back from traveling, how my nerves begin unraveling.
And when Herr K departed again?
An instantaneous recovery.
Isn't it amazing? But that's how it happens. Suddenly I'm feeling revived and restored. I was on the brink of dissolution, withering away for weeks and weeks. Suddenly my trusty constitution's giving me the blush that's in my cheeks. Isn't it amazing? Everyone's astounded, not to mention my doctor's completely confounded. Isn't it a wonder? Isn't it a sight? Never felt so grand as I'm feeling tonight. Wouldn't it be lovely to plan an adventure? Suddenly I'm feeling impossibly bored. What I wouldn't do for some diversion, maybe just a stroll up to the square. Maybe what I need's a brief excursion. Maybe what I need's a love affair. Wouldn't that be charming? Appealing. Isn't it unsightly how sprightly I'm feeling? Isn't it a wonder? Isn't it a sight? Never felt so grand as I'm feeling tonight. And
of course, the moment I told her when Hans was returning, the cycle would begin anew.
The moment you told her? You knew when he would return and she did not?
Yes.
How did you know this?
We would write each other postcards.
Postcards?
Yes.
You never mentioned this.
Dora, my darling.
Dearest Hans.
A kiss to the children.
A kiss from the children.
Tell them I miss them.
All of us miss you.
And tell them to tell
deeply
you I miss you as well. Dresden is dismal.
Rano is dreary.
And business abysmal.
I try to be cheery.
Tomorrow it's
your
Frankfurt and
Paris
then to
was
Cologne. And I'm
perfectly
miserable here all alone. How I long for your smile.
Some expensive perfume.
How I yearn for your laugh.
Or some fancy couture.
Thank God I return in a week and a half. Just a week and a half.
And what was the state of your health when he was away?
Suddenly I hack. Suddenly I rasp. Suddenly I crack. Suddenly I gasp. Every little word, even when I shout, none of it is heard, nothing's coming out.
You would lose your voice?
Yes.
For how long?
For 2 or 3 months at a time.
And how long was Herr K usually away on business?
For 2 or 3 months at a time.
In other words, you yourself were imitating Frau K's cycle of illness. Indeed, what use did you have for your voice when the man you secretly loved couldn't hear it?
Suddenly I rasp, suddenly I crack, suddenly I gasp, every little word, even when I shout, none of it is heard, nothing's coming out. Just when he departs for traveling, all my voice begins unraveling.
Isn't it a pity how dreadful I'm feeling? Every little muscle is ready to snap. Isn't it a fate too cruel to mention suffering and pain each time I move? Isn't it a sin, so much attention? Isn't it a shame I don't improve? Wouldn't that be awful? Wouldn't that be dreary? Just the thought of improving is making me weary. Isn't it a horror? Isn't it a fright? Never felt so bad as I'm feeling tonight. Isn't this a nightmare? I'm flat on my deathbed. Suddenly I've taken a turn for the worse. Isn't it a crime to watch them hover? Isn't it a shame to make them fret? Isn't there a chance that I'll recover? Maybe in a bit, but not just yet. Isn't it a horror? Isn't it a fright? Never felt so bad as I'm feeling tonight.